The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'll say this, for all the positive pub that the UFC will get from having these fights going on, they need it because they're getting plenty of negative pub as well on a different front. So the way they're handling Corona is one thing, but I think maybe finally important fighters are starting to get together and say, hey, you're not paying us what we're worth.
Right.
We're not getting a fair percentage of what this company makes. And the word is, Jadeveon Clowney got offered $15 million a year.
Wow, $18 million from the Browns.
By the Browns, but $15 by the Seahawks, and doesn't want to take it. I got to be honest, JD, I know you're listening right now. Take that money, bro. The stats from last year are not overwhelming. And he had 3 sacks last season. That's what everyone will point out. He had more forced fumbles than he had sacks. So, I mean, he's disruptive. He's making things happen.
Yeah, the misconception is that he's a pass rusher. And so he wants to get paid like he's a pass rusher. He's not a pass rusher, but he's a disruptive defensive end who can change the game for you.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975, at M.K. Pallet. You can also text the show. No Twitch today, unfortunately. And it's a Monday. Eric Warner sticking around. Got here early, so just hanging around with us.
It's so good to see you guys, man. I cannot tell you how it's been great to be back in Houston and just kind of, you know, get regrounded a little bit. And, you know, even the heat, man, which isn't bad yet, but I was like, oh, man, this feels good.
Oh, it's bad today.
Tomorrow's supposed to be worse, but then it's supposed to get kind of nice. It's supposed to be like down to 70 at night later in the week. So.
Man, when our kids were playing ball on Saturday, it was hot, 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 and then it randomly rained for about 20 minutes. And
then it's worse after the rain.
It was so much worse. Yeah. I mean, it was painfully humid. It was gross. Really, for the rest of the weekend, it was pretty gross after that. Our catcher had, like, the last game, he was damn near crying because he was chafing so bad. He was just swamp ass. I was right there with him. I burned a hole in my compression shorts from my chafing. I mean, it was rough out there this weekend.
So I looked at the picture you posted online of the team, one of the victory photo. The catcher looks like he's a little character.
Yeah.
Based on his look in that photo. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He is. He's like, and he's a funny kid. He'll wear plaid flannel pants and like skinny jeans. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he'll wear like a tie-dye tank top, and he didn't give a damn. He's a fanny pack kind of kid.
Love it.
Like, he doesn't care what anybody thinks.
That guy is going to pull like no tomorrow
eventually,
when his time comes.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah. The beer is outstanding. It's called, I'm just kidding.
Oh, GG would kill me.
It's going to have a cool name. How's that?
So
there you go.
I wanted to ask you, what'd you walk back into at the brewery? What was it like? Did you expect it to be the way it was when you walked in, or is it different than you thought? And where are we at right now?
So I think the most amusing thing to me was, you know, when we built that new admin building that, like, where you went to get your beer for the river trip, you know, we've got a lot of offices in there and a lot of little access points here and there. And we put in this fancy swipe card security system to, you know, be able to keep some people in this area and other people, you know, you can't go there, you can go there, that kind of thing. Well, and I haven't dived into this yet. I presume it's to eliminate touching of door handles, but every door is propped open now. So it's kind of like that. And now, you know how all these old great cities used to have trolleys above ground trains, and they ripped them out, and then all of a sudden it became hip to put light rail in every city. So it's that was one thing. You know, the spirits of the team, pretty good. I think, you know, most of the freaking out happened several weeks ago, and, you know, people are just kind of settled into the new norm. Our you know, our broader company mandate, if you will, is non-essential, still not around until August 1st. So we still have a lot of admin people, a lot of marketing people that, you know, are worth a laugh and a water cooler chat and a yucking it up. They're not around. So, DG himself is just now, for example, coming back a couple days a week, and he's, you know, reports directly to the GM of the brewery. So we're taking it pretty cautiously that way. But, you know, I cannot emphasize enough to every, not just at Carbach, but being in the food and beverage manufacturing business, people, you say a little prayer, tip of the cap, whatever, to everybody out there who for the last 3 months has been making sure your grocery stores are stocked and your food is on the shelf, and it's an amazing effort. And these people literally have, you know, put themselves at risk. So I think I gained a little more appreciation for that somehow, you know, being right there, even though the worst is, I hope, behind us.
Yeah. What's the restaurant looking like? I mean, is it what's the percentage, and is it kind of looking back to normal?
Getting there. I mean, we're a long way from normal yet, but we've gotten, like a lot of restaurants are having to do, gotten really creative. We're still, the beer garden itself is closed, but we do have all the outdoor seating, like where the bocce ball courts are and the restaurant patio is. That's all available, which is actually, in my opinion, the nicest outdoor seating we have on the property. And then we took the banquet room upstairs, the event room, and we turned that into additional seating. So we essentially, inside in the AC, can seat probably even more people than we originally were able to, yet still maintain the social distancing requirements. So every week is getting better. But yeah, AJ, we still got a little ways to go. I mean, we're going into what's historically a little bit of our slower season now anyway, with the peak of summer, you know. Busy time for us just happened, right?
And I guess, yeah, like a concert series is just, we're not even thinking about it yet.
You know, our GM, Ted Rao, who I think you guys have met a couple times. I think one time he came in to feed you guys, and I think you may have met him at Carbach. But he's a veteran. He used to work for the Flying Saucer for a long time. Great, great operator. And he really is grinding on how can I do a concert that will make people feel comfortable coming out, be, you know, safe, whatever. So we want that live music back, and and that's the beauty of, you guys have been to Carbach. I mean, we've had everything from that little stage in the beer garden with, you know, small blues acts all the way up to Love Street Music Fest. So we got a lot of experience in our belt.
Right.
I think Ted's going to figure out a way to do it. We're not obviously there yet, but
well, I guess we get to 75% next week. Is that the?
I think that's the deal.
So this week,
today, I think.
Oh, really?
Restaurants.
Okay.
So what about bars? Same thing.
I believe so. I think they were actually allowed to on Friday.
Yeah, I think bars are opening back up too. So, well, I mean, hopefully soon we'll be able to get back in there and do an episode from Carbach and you know, sit out there and drink some of y'all's good brews.
I think everybody's ready for it, man.
I wouldn't mind if that were our first road show after the Rona.
Yeah,
that'd be a good place for it.
Yeah, maybe we can. We'll have to check on that beer, see how it's flowing, and maybe that's a good time to unveil it.
Boom. I love it.
Yeah.
See, this is what happened. And this is what, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, Americans, humanity, sometimes when stuff gets shaken up a little bit, that's when the greatest ideas and inspirations happen, you know. And so I think once this is all over, I mean, there's going to be no doubt a lot of pain, a lot of carnage, mm-hmm. already has been. but it's what drives us forward, you know, and to invent new things and come up with better things. And none of us know exactly what that's all going to look like, but it's exciting to think about.
Yep. That is Eric Warner from Carbach. He has brought us this delicious...
Don't say it.
Yet to be...
It's a Pilsner.
Unveiled name, Pilsner.
I was telling him off air, this thing tastes exactly like this great Pilsner that I get in Canada that you can only get in Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Czech style, and it tastes just like this.
Well, this
is better.
This is better because it's American.
It's American, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's also we're getting it fresh here, and there I'm having get it in a bottle where it's mass-produced.
Right.
But it has a very similar taste. It's very good.
Yeah.
I love that beer.
Canadian swill compared to what Eric, this nectar now, that now. Eric offers us.
No.
How dare you, sir?
It's solid.
You should be ashamed. You notice...
Hey, this is a compliment. I'm paying him a compliment about how one of my favorite beers is that I like this better.
Fred's beer is done.
I'm very eager to try it. Fred, I didn't communicate with him and tell him I was coming in today, but he, as soon as I saw it come out, I was like, oh,
you know what?
Please save me a bottle.
If Fred brings your bottle in tomorrow, yep. I'll get it to you when we meet up later in the week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that because I need to bring you a couple actually. So
we'll get that one done.
Can't wait to try.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It turned out better than I thought it would. In all honesty, and now I can't wait to see what the barrel aged version does. But it's really popular. It sold out in a week.
That's awesome, man.
You know, people love it, and I get a bunch of people tweeting me pictures of it. And somebody this weekend told me he got the last one, and I had some friends go by there thinking they were going to get them, and they were out. But then they had another box apparently that they found.
Is there an anticipated release date on the barrel aged?
Just depends on how long it takes to get the flavor that Tom's looking for.
Right answer,
And you know how this is. It could be 6 months, it could be 9 months, it could be a year, it could be 3 months. It just depends. And the cool thing is, thanks to the Whitmires, shout out to those guys, we got like the freshest possible barrels for this. I mean, the ones they just emptied.
Yeah.
So, and it's their bourbon rye mix, which ought to make for a really interesting taste. So I can't wait to see how that turns out. But yeah, it'll get released whenever Tom thinks it's ready. And, you know, if we age it for a year, we age it for a year. Just whatever makes the best beer.
Eric and I's beer also sitting in Whitmire's barrel right now.
Ooh, so, we'll have to do a little taste test.
Yeah, I like it.
Their comparison.
A beer off.
A beer off. We got the hair off going, Fred. Nobody can see that.
No, today, I mean, he's still winning, but I'm rallying.
I had a head start.
I know.
That's true.
I know. You had a pretty big head start.
I mean, you literally look like a hobo.
Yeah, but he can pull that off. I can't.
Yeah, you.
I look like a pervert.
That's true. You look. Eric looks more homeless. You look more like
keep your daughter away from him.
Like mugshotty.
Like where do you keep the little girls?
Yeah. Like when the story broke on that guy from the Chronicle being a pedo. Like if he looked like you, that would have been like, oh, that makes sense. Eric looks more like someone who there'd be a picture of him like. Oh, found dead with fentanyl in his system under a bridge.
I still think the best description of me was the texter who said I look like a lesbian squire. I just think that one.
I think the lady that said you look like Bradley Cooper was pretty accurate. Or maybe when I said you look like Bradley Cooper who had drowned and then been left in a dumpster for 3 days in the heat, that was also maybe accurate too.
I think that was accurate, yeah.
You look good, Brad. I think you look awesome.
Crypt Keeper Bradley Cooper. I think that's more accurate.
The Crypt Keeper's too thin to be Bradley Cooper.
Well, true.
All right. Maybe Zombie Bradley Cooper.
Fat Zombie Bradley Cooper. Yeah, that's getting too long. I'll think of something else. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
On ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Fun talk with Eric Warner off air about some business ideas that A.J. has. Sometimes he has pretty good ideas.
I've brought a lot of good ideas to Carbach in the last 48 to 72 hours. I'm not going to lie. I'm on top of things. And I think some of them are going to work. And some of them are going to be big, I believe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm all over things, Fred. You think I'm just a radio personality. But in fact...
No, you're just a radio personality.
I'm an idea man.
Really?
Yeah. I'm an idea man.
Like almost every idea you ever had, somebody else has already had.
That's true, but I remember them all. Like, all those good ideas that other people have had, I'm like, you know what? That was a good idea. I'm going to keep that in the chamber. And as soon as people forget that that was somebody else's idea, I'm going to swoop in and claim it.
I'm going to do this reality show. Oh, wait, they already did one of those. Hey, let's do this Adduct Jewelers Gym of the Day before I forget.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Adduct Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, do you remember when we did the bit about the guy dying trying to find the treasure chest that was hidden in the Rocky Mountains?
Yes.
By 89-year-old art dealer Forrest Fenn.
Forrest Fenn, yeah, the great Forrest Fenn. Yeah.
Not to be never mind. 2010 is when he allegedly hid it. And 350,000 people tried to find it. 5 people died trying to find it. And I was kind of the belief that dude made the whole thing up just to get people outside. And that maybe after 5 deaths, he decided I better put something out there. Because I think that's what happened. Because a dude finally found it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a bunch of gems in it, supposedly worth $1 million.
Gems and jewels.
Yeah. And
precious jewels.
And so he sent a picture to him and said, that's it. So congratulations to the guy who found it. The skeptic in me says old man went out and planted it after the 5th death, that it wasn't there before.
It's possible.
Of course, he's 89 years old, so he had to have somebody do it for him.
Right.
Because I can't imagine him out there in the mountains going,
these hoes ain't loyal. Someone will snitch on you for doing that.
Yeah, unless you give them their own case of gems.
Yeah. And I would guess if it's been, how long had it allegedly been out there?
10 years.
You would think it'd have to have some kind of wear and tear on it after 10 years.
Well, I don't know, but the thing is, if some of these guys, this is what they do for a living, going around looking for treasure.
Eric was looking for it for some time, but then after the 5th death, he gave it up.
Hmm.
He said, that's
not You weren't one of the deaths, were you? You're not like zombie.
He's alive. Okay, he's alive.
Good. Just checking. Because, you know, if he died out there, I don't want him to bring his zombieism in.
Right.
It's bad enough that we got to deal with the Rona.
That's actually what he'd been doing. I think it's funny because during the whole pandemic, Eric was like, I'm going to take this time to go hunt for that treasure. And then the guy finds it. Eric comes home the next day. I mean, I don't think it's any surprise. There's no follow the money, as our old friend Raheel would say. And that tells you that Eric was treasure hunting.
Well,
was unsuccessful.
I'm sorry for your failure.
I mean, he does have the look of a guy who would have a shoulder over one head, or shoulder shoulder, and then the little hat with the light on it.
A hat with a light.
And the backpack and the hiking boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I could see that.
Hiking boots and shorts. I think that's
Eric's
hiking
thing. Boots and shorts, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And no more deaths hunting that thing down.
No, that's good. I mean, a lot of future lives have been saved.
I'm okay with people dying doing stuff like that.
I want to know, have they put a number, a value on the treasure that was discovered?
$1 million.
It was $1 million?
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, okay.
It's like old gold.
How much of it's cash money?
I don't believe there's any cash money.
So it's all like silver. Like, what if you found that treasure and you're so excited and you bite into it and it's chocolate? Wouldn't you be really pissed?
Yeah, that would suck.
Not only is it chocolate, it's now 10-year-old chocolate. And 5 people have died looking for it.
Yeah. Well, I would also feel like, well, who do I sell this stuff to? You got to go to all the trouble of selling these things.
You sell it to Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
Mm. God, that movie's so bad.
Oh, it's the worst.
That movie is so bad. And I know it's funny because it is, and his whole thing about what a great role he played. He just yells the whole time.
The whole movie, everyone yells.
I know. I hate that. Especially in a show. The wife was watching that damn The Ranch. And like every show, it's a crying baby or somebody screaming at somebody. I cannot watch that crap.
The Ranch?
Was it The Ranch? Is that what it was? The one was
with Ashton Kutcher? And,
yeah. She loved that.
That was the Netflix comedy.
Every time I'd come downstairs, there's a crying baby or there's somebody screaming at somebody. I'm like, this is not funny.
Is she still allowed to watch that show? Because your wife's pretty woke. And Danny Masterson's like pretty much a known rapist.
He's been off the show for 2 years.
Oh,
or 3 years.
She only watches the newer seasons.
Well, no, she watched the original ones, but
that was before
she knew they fired him.
Okay. So the whole time she's watching, she's like, "That guy's a rapist," but they fire him later on in the series, so I'll deal with it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's semi woke. Not as woke as I would expect your wife to be.
Just depends. It depends on the day.
Semi woke,
but. But I tell you what I did watch that I found very interesting, called The Confederate States of America. And it's like a documentary style thing about what would have happened if the South had won. And they actually went and researched a lot of stuff, what the plan was to invade South America and all this other stuff. And then they took some real historical things. And it especially considering what's going on in our country right now, mm-hmm. It was actually a very, I don't want to say it was a hard watch. It was a little bit cringeworthy at times, but really well done.
I believe in a lot of the movement that's going around the country right now. Sometimes I'm a little torn. I feel like maybe we go too far with like the erasure of history, and because let's face it, everybody that's got a statue erected of them, everyone in this country that has a statue erected of them. Ain't that great of a guy. You can go back to from George Washington to Rocky or whoever, whatever statue you're talking about, not just Confederate generals, all of them ain't that great of guys. They all have something that one group, one specialty group or something is going to be like, you know what? Abraham Lincoln might have freed the slaves, but he was really against transgender rights. And then next thing you know, we're tearing down Abe Lincoln's monument where he's been sitting in that big-ass chair for a billion years because he doesn't line up with somebody. So the Winston Churchill statue, someone spray-painted that Churchill was a racist. And it's like, man, you might want to – the guy that he was fighting in a war named Adolf Hitler was pretty racist too. Like, it's – I don't know. Like, I get that, and this is, again, the woke culture, and it's kind of what I was getting into last week when we were talking about the two different kinds of liberals.
Yeah.
The kinds that you need, like, a bubble and a safe space. Young liberals where if you say a wrong word, you're done on the internet. Like, you're out. And then there's the people who just kind of use some common sense and want to be left the hell alone and do stuff that doesn't hurt anybody. But I think that's that generation, that younger generation of liberals is like, if you're a part of history and you did anything bad, you're gone. So like basically 10 years from now, the only statues that are going to be up are like Mother Teresa and Gandhi, and nobody else is going to be allowed to have a statue. So it is kind of scary. And even these.
What about Jeff Bagwell?
No.
He can't have a statue?
You want to ask his ex-wife what she thinks about his statue?
I don't trust ex-wives.
I bet you don't. I bet you don't. That's why your statue's coming down too.
I don't have a statue.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well,
we'll build one just to tear it down.
Yeah, well, I'll build one and just knock it down. I'll shove it right over.
You're terrible human beings.
Yeah. I'll say Fred Fowers, and I'll just say something that you're bad. You're a bad person.
All right, we're going to
take... Fred Fowler hates bald people.
Don't hate them. Don't like them.
Yeah. You were a self-loathing baldy. so yeah. much that you went and changed it. You changed your face.
Right.
You're self-loathing baldy.
No, I'm not self-loathing baldy anymore. I'm just a self-loather. You can take the baldy off of it.
The baldies of America. And plus, we all remember your M-word comments.
You know.
Statue toppled.
Well, I never did really apologize for it.
You didn't?
Because I don't feel like I was in the wrong.
Now you are, though.
No. No. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. There's a sun when the dawn breaks. There's a light that will lead you on. When the truth is contagious, this is all we need to know.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This one guy's texted like 20 times. I want a quick review of both of you for Uncut Gems. Why do you hate it?
Because it's loud and it's...
I thought we explained that. I thought Sandler's acting was really phony. I thought the fact that they yelled the whole time, the plot was spotty, and just screaming does not make for an emotional show, which is what it was. And there was really nothing about that movie that I found even remotely appealing. I didn't like his accent. I didn't like the way he approached the character. And I found it to be a really boring movie. Is that good enough?
It's good enough for me.
And if that's hating, okay. But I also understand that the people who love it absolutely love it, which I don't get, but okay. We're not supposed to like the same things. But that is the most polarizing film I think I've seen in forever, in that you're on one side or the other with that. There's nobody that says, it was okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know anybody who's neutral on that movie.
And we got to maybe get Aaron to watch it so we can get his opinion. Because I think the two of us are pretty clear on ours.
Man, it's weird. There's a top rank is set up for a return to Vegas. There's the Stevenson Caraballo fight tomorrow in Vegas in front of.
Yeah, wasn't there a female boxer that had to cancel for the Rona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. In front of nobody though. It's a really weird deal. But yeah, I'm glad these sports are coming back. I really am. And even if there's no fans, I think the UFC's been fine. Fans or no fans, I don't need them. I don't need the fans out there. Doesn't make a difference to me. It's sports,
yeah.
You know. And I don't know how the other sports will play. I mean, I guess we've seen the KBO a little bit, but I don't know how the NFL would play with no fans or things like that. That'd be weird. But
it'll be fine, man.
It beats not having sports. And by the way, I think today you can almost put a nail in baseball for the year.
And they probably should, because if they're going to sit here and fight,
they're
over
too
money.
Far apart. It you know what? If I'm baseball, I just say, okay, let's just sit this one out. We'll come back next year, because at this point, every back and forth just makes both sides look worse. To be honest,
you're going to do less damage to your sport if you just go away right now.
I agree.
Than if you try to come back and have these fights go back and forth.
I agree.
So speaking of KBO, let's get Tyler on. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, sports fellas. Hey, I was in Austin over the weekend for a socially distant wedding, and I was passing through the Domain, and I saw my first piece of KBO merchandise. Some guy was walking around with a Dino's hat on.
Yeah!
And I tried to, I was trying to maneuver myself to try to get a picture without being weird, but I couldn't pull it off. So I thought that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I actually wanted to say something about the MLB this year. I think they're going to stick a fork in it. I think it's done, you know, but what are the chances they move up the season next year? Like maybe an early spring training and they get out there, you know, playing the full season in March or February or something like that. And this year they've got a lot of milestones that they're probably going to miss. Grinke's going for the, you know, his 3,000 strikeout, you know, so. But there's some things that are going to be missed, and I think we're going to miss baseball. But basketball's coming back. Other sports are getting it. You know, more people are watching UFC. But y'all take it easy, man.
All right. Yeah, I hope that I think baseball will be back next year. I do.
Yeah. And I don't think people miss it that much. I'm not going to miss it that much, especially once football starts again. Especially if we have college football in the NFL. I've got enough stuff, fringe stuff that I like. It'll carry me through. I don't need baseball.
One about the Dinos gear. I actually tried to order a Dinos hat because they did make KBO gear available now in the U.S. Unfortunately, the biggest size that they make is 58 inches, which is like, or 58 centimeters. Yeah. Which is somewhere between like 7 1/4 and 7 3/8, and I wear a 7 1/2.
Yeah.
So the hats are too small for me. Koreans apparently have smaller heads than Americans. So until they have plus size Korean clothing available for me.
Yeah, you can't order from a Korean.
Now we have to tear down your statue.
I'm not saying it's a. I mean, I'm
saying they're little people.
You just pointed something out about somebody who's different. That's wrong.
Yeah, I'm saying that I'm obese. Yeah, I have an obese head.
You said they have smaller heads than you.
Yeah, and I said that in a positive way.
It doesn't matter. You pointed out something that's different.
You think big heads are better?
I don't know.
I do.
But the world says if you point out something different.
No, it doesn't. Listen, if you've got a problem with small heads, you tell me now. All right? Because I'm not saying that. Listen, I wish my head was smaller. I wish I had a smaller head that could fit a Dino's hat. And here you are head shaming me. Your statue's down. Bitch.
Damn, I need to work on getting a statue.
I do want a Dino's hat. I've got to settle for my Dino's mask, though.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It's on its way.
Cool. And, yeah, shout out to our buddy Craig Shelton, who's doing those masks. If you want one, that's a perfect way to do it. I noticed he did the late hits mask,
too. Yeah, I've heard.
So those are available. Speaking of which, Jason and Patrick Creighton will be on tonight. Jason's already out there. Nate says, I'm with Fred. I saw Sandler as a scumbag. He couldn't seem to not bleep over everyone he came across. And then all the yelling. It was just stressful to even watch the movie.
Yeah, it's unenjoyable to me.
And then Pat 409 says, I didn't like the Sandler movie, but Fred, you're also the guy that said Forrest Gump was overrated. I just said it wasn't the best picture of that year. It was good. But yeah, so if you want to call that overrated, but yeah, I didn't think it was the best picture of that year. That was the year that was a pretty good year for pictures.
I think we can all agree Jenny was also a whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
And she did Forrest wrong.
Yeah, but Forrest was a dumb.
Well, here goes your statue.
I was never getting a statue. I mean, unless it's something you want to make fun of.
Well, yeah, that was what I was hoping for. Plus, you already admitted that your wife watches that Danny Masterson show.
He's been gone since season 2.
Yeah, but she watched him. She watched the show and enjoyed it.
I think they're on season 8. But yeah, she watched a lot of crap I don't like. She's been watching that Hollywood lately, which I think is Netflix. It's not for me.
Hollywood Squares?
No, it's just Hollywood.
Oh.
It's about Hollywood in the 30s.
I'm actually hoping to land the Hollywood Squares hosting gig.
Good luck with that.
For that comeback.
Is it going to be a socially distanced Hollywood Square?
Yeah, I mean, they keep them in their own separate boxes. My guess is they'll give it to some already famous person who isn't that talented, but they're like, oh, he's got a big name. Let's get him out there. It'll be like the guy who played Willow in the movie. Like that guy, he's going to be the host of Hollywood Squares. Or the kid from Child's Play. Remember, or not Child's Play, from Problem Child. That little redhead freckle kid. He's all grown up now. He's like, oh, hey, I'm here.
You know what you need? An agent.
Yeah, I probably do.
If you're going to get one of those jobs, you got to have an agent out there fighting for you.
Yeah.
They'll give it to Ryan Seacrest like they give every job.
Probably, and he'll show up for 10 minutes a day, and he's like, this is the only amount of time I've got, but he's more famous than me, and he's more handsome than me. That's the breaks.
Well,
I'd put my life into Hollywood Squares, honestly. I would have put my life into Press Your Luck, but they gave it to that chick. think her name, Elizabeth Banks, maybe. Is there? I don't know.
I don't remember who got it. Yeah.
I would have put my life. I would have put my life for sure into The Price is Right, but they gave it to Drew Carey. I would have put my life into Family Feud. Steve Harvey, already famous, already famous, already famous. BS.
Let's start a Houston version of Hollywood Squares, and you can host that.
How could it be Hollywood Squares in Houston?
We'll make up,
it would have to
we'll
be Houston,
Houston
Squares.
Squares.
That's the worst name ever.
That is pretty bad. Yeah, it is Elizabeth Banks. She's to me, Elizabeth Banks is one step above that bitch Carol Baskin.
I see. Did she kill somebody?
She killed my chances at hosting that game show. No. Pressure luck.
Listen, you wanted to do game shows. All I want to do is take over as the narrator for Ancient Aliens. And
you can't beat out that guy.
He's old. He's got to be getting close to done.
Maybe.
And I am an official ancient astronaut theorist. I'm a card-carrying ancient astronaut theorist. I'd be great at it because I know all the catchphrases, right? But what if it was actually an ancient alien civilization? I'd be great at this. I got to make this happen. That guy's got to be ready to retire. He's in his 60s. I still got a good 4 or 5 months left. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Feel like I'm gonna puke because my taxes are due. Do my password
begin with a 1 or a 2? May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, final segment. And 409 says, if Forrest Gump isn't a picture of a year in 95, you have to put Pulp Fiction or Shawshank. Who says the breadth, depth, and scale of Hank's performance nudge the others. Let's face it. Robbins are the combo of Travolta and Samuel L. don't match Hanks, although I think Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie. I think the better movies for Gump, Forrest Gump, it simply resounded with the views that year more than the other films. I did not.
Fred respectfully disagrees.
I respectfully think that I didn't enjoy Hanks' performance as much as most people. And I think it goes back to Tropic Thunder. You never go full Simple Jack. I think the character, he played a limited character that people resonated with, sure. But there really wasn't much depth to it. It was like a kid. It's like when he played Big.
Yeah.
Man, good role, did a good job, but not all that interesting to me. All right, let's do some dumbass reports.
I've got a good one here, Fred, a good dumbass report. A man in India, didn't we find out that India is a place where people do crazy things to their body more often than...
I thought that was a place where more people died from selfies.
Maybe that's what it was. Well, this man in India went to a hospital with abdominal pain. Turns out he had that abdominal pain because he put a phone charging cord into his penis. All the way into his penis. The man visited a hospital in northeastern India last month, claiming he had swallowed some earphones. He came to us after 5 days. Despite passing stool several times, the cable did not come out. We then conducted an endoscopy, but still couldn't find anything. As the patient complained of severe pain, we decided to perform surgery and found there was nothing in his intestines. It was at that point that an x-ray revealed the man to have a 2-foot-long charging cable in his bladder inserted via his urethra, the tube that leads from the penis to the bladder. Made an incision, took out the cord, which was actually a charging cable over 2 feet long. If he had been honest, then it would have saved us the trouble and we could have treated him sooner. He's been discharged and is fine. I've read that people used to get sexual gratification by inserting instruments through the penis. This is one such case. And the psychiatrist can help him beyond this point, the doctor
said.
I'm
against that.
I am too. Don't put things inside there.
Oh, this is going to sound like fun. I'm going to try this.
Exit only.
Dumbass.
Yeah, don't do that, guys.
How would you feel if you were a man and you were told by your girlfriend on your 19th birthday She was going to have a threesome.
I saw this story. This was an alternate gym.
Well, one man thought that sounded great, so they met up at a La Quinta motel room, according to South Carolina police. Responding to a 911 hang-up call, cops spoke with the birthday girl who said that she had invited a 19-year-old male friend to spend the weekend with her in Myrtle Beach. That woman, named Mary Jane, told police that her friend Jaheim had arrived in Myrtle Beach before her and had been spending time with another woman before she got there. And that's what started up the argument. Jaheim told police that he and Mary Jane agreed to have relations with that other woman. Mary Jane did tell the cops the second woman had a pistol in her handbag. And during the course of the relations, Mary Jane pulled him off the other woman by his genitals and threw him to the floor. During a physical confrontation that follows, Jaheim said he kicked Mary Jane, causing her to fall. Then they both got dressed and left the room. Mary Jane grabbed a bottle of liquor, smashed it on the ground outside the hotel, and then sought to call 911. Jaheim responded by taking her phone and leaving the area. Of course, both were addressed and apparently left peacefully. No arrests necessary. Which, that's a good thing. They worked it out on their own. Right?
They should have worked it out before throwing each other around.
Maybe.
But no statue for her either, by the way.
Alice Cutter is accused of being a Nazi diehard and being part of the terrorist group National Action, which is a banned terrorist group. And they're accusing her of this because of her participation in a beauty contest. Which seems odd until you find out that she was a contestant in a beauty contest called the Miss Hitler Beauty Pageant.
I bet that's a limited field. You might have a chance, right?
Maybe.
Maybe if they have a handsome Hitler contest. Then
no,
that, that's
I think it's all just like chicks who are... I think it's just like if you're super, super pasty white, you've got a good chance of winning this thing. Dark hair, blue eyes, like blonde hair, blue eyes. You got a shot. But she entered the beauty book contest as Miss Buchenwald, a reference to the Second World War concentration camp. She attended group rallies in which banners read "Hitler was right." Jurors were also shown messages in which she joked about gassing synagogues and using a Jewish person's head as a football. So. I think that her case here as not a Nazi, she doesn't have a strong one, I'm afraid. So I think that it's not going to go well for her in court, which is where she will next appear.
Dumbass.
And finally, if you are in Berlin, and really this, I'll go ahead and I'll say if you're anywhere and you decide to commit a crime, there's something you always need to remember. A man... was accused of petty thief. He was a petty thief. €5 he was trying to steal. Triggered an alarm at a supermarket late Friday. 29-year-old man. He ran off. But he left behind his 8-year-old son, which made him pretty
dumbass.
Easy to identify and find. So if you are going to commit any kind of crime, I recommend not taking your child. But if you do, if you insist, take him with you when you flee the scene. That's, yeah. You're welcome, America. And that is the Dumbass Report.
That was fairly strong.
Yeah, good stories.
So, I went to use the facility on the last break, and whoever's smoking weed is back in there.
I can't tell if it's weed or if it's a skunk. I get a little bit of both.
Oh, it's skunk weed is what it is.
Okay. Well, it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. My only beef is, why aren't you sharing?
That's also a good question.
I mean...
Do you care about people or not?
I know. Do you want to be part of the team? Or do you want to be out on your own?
Yeah. I mean, then you could get the Rona. They're trying to save you.
It's true.
Now, if they're around here spitting and coughing, then... You know, they're going to give us a Rona anyway. Might as well get high. It's my humble opinion on
it. Yeah.
But, oh well. All right. Well, that show flew by again. for a Monday. I was kind of this morning. I was like, man, I really am not motivated to do anything today.
Okay.
And then we had our meeting. And then for some reason after that, I got incredibly productive. Got all my show prep done, wrote two columns, did a bunch of other work. And now I'm pretty much done for the week, except for the shows. So I keep forgetting to pace myself on Mondays. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron, good job today, man. I want to thank Eric Warner for joining us, Lance Zierlein for joining us. Great job by AJ Hoffman. I only partially stuck today. All right, maybe
I'll go less than usual, honestly.
I completely sucked.
No, less than usual. The parts where you were quiet were really good.
Yeah, well, I need to work on that more. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.